Good morning. My guests this morning are Ellen Bluestein and Doron Hovhaff from the Israeli Film Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
So your publicity says this is a sister production to the Jewish Film Festival.
Yes, the Jewish Film Festival is currently planning its 22nd year. And in response to the community who wanted more films, we decided to launch the Small Israeli Film Festival. We had a soft opening in 2016. So it's really our second season.
So it's the Women's Balcony is the first one. March the 7th at 1 and 7:30 p.m., just like the Jewish Film Festival, a matinee and an evening performance. So talk about that movie.
So the Women's Balcony is telling the story of a small community in Jerusalem where there's an accident, and the Women's Balcony, that's where the women are at the synagogue, collapses. There's an accident. And afterwards, a new rabbi comes to the community, and mayhem started, basically.
I love it.
it talks about segregation between men and women, but also the collaboration between the wives and the husbands and the women amongst themselves. So their friendships are at stake, and their relationships are at stake.
So is this a film that has been shown in Israel?
Oh, yes, and it's been shown widely at Jewish film festivals. It's also going to begin a theatrical release nationally. So you see it first with the Israeli Film Festival.
Hey, that's great. That's wonderful. How big is the cast? How extensive a show is it?
It's a feature-length film with a beautiful cast of Israeli actors. Doron would know who they are more than I would at this point. They're all very famous people.
Uh-huh.
And it's a comedy. It's a lot of fun, actually. You know, it deals with some serious topics in a very humorous and lighthearted way.
Is there any hint that perhaps some people either in Israel or people here would not like this, and I quote, good-hearted tale about women standing up to patriarchal power?
I think they do it so gracefully and with so much humor that I don't think anybody can stand and not like it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. You know, it deals with the topics of fundamentalism versus human relationships and practicality and in a beautiful way.
So do you think that this new Israeli film festival is going to be a feature of winters to come here in Sonoma County?
We sure hope so.
if
all of you come to the movies, we'll be able to do it every year.
That's right. Any further plans for other ramifications of film festival? Are you going to test this one out and see how it works?
Well, this is only the second year of this one. And, you know, we're looking for community support, people to come, people who are interested in it, and we'll see how it goes. The Israelis have an amazing film industry, a big film industry.
That's what I've heard.
And every year we have more films from Israel that are really high quality than we can show during the Jewish Film Festival. So we decided to do this.
Great. Have you had a good response so far?
Doron is handling ticket sales. How's the response so far?
So far, we're doing very well.
Great. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a winner. I think anything you guys do is a winner, really.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Certainly what I take out of our many, many interviews over the years, not all 22 of them, but pretty close.
I guess I've been around a while.
That's right. Well, thank you for coming in. And let's tell people once again that this is the Israeli Film Festival. It's second year. And this is Tuesday, March the 7th at 1 and 7:30 p.m. at the Rialto, the Women's Balcony. For information, a telephone number 528-4222 or online jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.